So, hey, Nick.
Hi.
Season finale of season one.
Yeah, episode 8.
Episode 8, yeah. Like, where's the time gone? Because we've had, like, so many gorgeous guests on. I think it was nice just to have, like, a catch-up of what me and you have been getting up to.
Definitely.
Since breath and everything like that. So.
What have you been up to?
So, did I tell you that I went to see a life coach?
Do you know what you mentioned to me?
Yeah.
And then we never got... Because we came in here, didn't we?
That was it.
And we was filming.
So I've been doing loads of breath and I felt like all the emotion was coming up, but I felt like, do you know what? Maybe it's the next step, like kind of go to someone now where it's open, what I can like talk openly as well. And my friend Nikki had recommended a lady called Sarah L. Burton in Alderley Edge. She's like a life coach. She's worked with like Mind and all like, you know, like the big kind of like charities. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go along. And oh my God, she was amazing.
Sure.
So, so good.
So what do you do? Go once a week or is it an online thing?
No, no, no. So I thought I was going to go in for an hour and I was there for 3 hours.
Okay.
Like really, she's really, really invested in you and stuff like that. So I'm going to go back in and I think the 16th. So at the minute we're working every 2 to 3 weeks. And then she said, but then it'll probably just be kind of like monthly. We'll do like a little chat. But yeah, she just like raises your vibration. So she's all like kind of chakra work, yoga work. She's into all of that kind of like kind of systematic inquiry, is it?
Yeah.
So it's all like kind of like breath work stuff, but more on a vocal level, which I loved.
See, I always thought life coaching was more of, I don't know, just like you go and tell them what you want from life and they can sort of guide you through it to how, do you know what I mean? As though you feel... So, for instance, me now, I've obviously already spoke about the feeling of who I was or who I am, should I say. I would thought that I would go to a life coach and they can sort of guide me to find out the answers to that.
Yeah, so basically that's what she would do. So what she did with me at first, we sat down and she just said, I'm going to go make you a drink and have a little think of what is it that you think that's triggered you to come here. So I was like, right, okay, but obviously I had a few reasons why I wanted to. And then she asked you to go and stand in the corridor. And it's mad how she knows exactly everything that's kind of gone on. So I was in the corridor and I was just stood there like with my arms crossed like this. And I seen this lovely staircase and I said, oh, I love your staircase. She just said, thank you. Because she was just obviously looking at all like my mannerisms. And she was like, close your eyes. So I was like... Okay. So I stood there now like this. She said my shoulders were up and I was like kind of had me arms crossed. And then she asked you to like walk towards her. She said, walk towards me. I'll tell you when to stop and I want you to hold me hand. So she watches you how you walk and then when you stop. So the first time I did it, where I was a little bit still all over the place and then she stopped me and just before I got to her, I started crying and started getting emotional. And she was like, right, okay, I want you to do it again. Well, the second time I did it, because obviously I knew what was coming, I was wobbling all over the sides. I was hitting the staircase. So I was a bit like, wow, why is the second time harder? So then she sat me down and she goes through like everything that she kind of picked up from me at that point. And she said to me, were you raised in a Catholic family? So I was like, yeah. I said, obviously it wasn't like a strict Catholic family, but obviously me nan and me mum, we were all Catholics. I could tell. She said, by the way that you stood and kind of covered like your lady parts. And she said, you were stood to be kind of like, look at me, I'm a good girl.
Yeah.
And it was just so bizarre. And then she said, with the second time with the walk, she said, because obviously we did, she said, you've had to control so much in your life. She said, the second time your head completely went when you were walking. She said, because... You couldn't control it. You didn't know what was it was just like through you because everything you do in life's quite logically and planned. So it's a safe option. So it's the second time you were just everywhere with it. So it was a bit, it was weird. And then we spoke about like childhood and she talks about herds and how kids should be raised. So obviously she talks about like, you've got your herd, your mum and your dad. Your dad goes to work, the mum typically looks after the children. She said, both children follow the herd. She said, but obviously with yourself, like your mum was both mum and dad. So it was obviously your stepdad and your dad wasn't there, so then it was just mum. But obviously then the kids didn't know who the main one was, yeah. Do you know what I mean? So then what happened was I then took over the mother role in Scott. So it was like breathwork.
Yeah.
How she was explaining it. And then, yeah, she just kind of like speaks about things and she'd look, what we'll do is we'll unravel the past, take the good nuggets of the past, and then we'll bring it forward in over our sessions to the good parts and just move forward with the good. So yeah. We raise your vibrations, we raise your confidence, and there's things in your life that will just naturally start to come.
It sounds like it's not therapy, is it? But it is a little bit of like...
Both.
Yeah, and going back and... it's like unpeeling onion again.
Unpacking, absolutely, yeah. And she's worked with some incredible people, and the stories she's told me of people who've like raised their vibrations and then what they've done in life, because she was like... if you're feeling like this vibration, all you're going to attract is that. She said, and we just need to get rid of your some beliefs, because it's stored beliefs that people have told you that you've got to do this, you've got to do that. She said, and that's not you. So it's very similar to like kind of breath, but more on a vocal.
Yeah, where you can sort of speak.
Yeah.
But I do like that, because sometimes I feel like, which I've said, when I do breath, I struggle to, if there's other people in the room, to sort of work on me.
Yeah.
Whereas if there's just you and you can vocally speak and say what you feel.
Yeah.
Like in the breath, I got upset because of other people.
Yeah.
But then when I spoke on here with David and it was about me, I got upset for me. Mm. But it's because I'm speaking. Do you know what I mean? So I think I'd do well with something like that.
Well, I think you're able to vocalise it as well, isn't it? Whereas I think with breath, you'd say it at the end and then sometimes you don't want to kind of say, me, Libra. Whereas like kind of like someone with a life coach, you're able to identify how you're feeling, speak about it and then how you overcome the obstacle.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah, I'll put you in touch with her because she's great, you know.
Have you felt good from it?
Oh my God, like, I think that's why, you know, since I've been on Tuesday, people have just been saying to me, God, you look dead light. You look dead fresh. Just don't look like you've got a care in the world. And I'm just like, even down to, I was holding so much like inflammation, water retention. I think it was just everything. Do you know what I mean? I've just got a bit like, oof. It's like a journey now that I know that.
I feel like, man's a bit like, everything's a journey, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I feel like for man, with what we was on about last time, I've just said to David before I come in, I feel like I know what's going on in my head.
Yeah.
And I know how I feel about it, but I feel like I need somebody, not necessarily to talk to.
Yeah.
But somebody to advise or guide me.
Yeah.
In finding me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like I've just said, I feel fine. I'm not, like, I don't want people to think, bloody hell, she's on verge of a breakdown. I'm not. Do you know what I mean?
You're just finding yourself and you're finding your true kind of emotion inside, because aren't you? I think seeing that last week and how you opened up was so endearing.
But I've done that so many times, but on my own. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But the thing is, if you're sticking in your head, you're already putting pressure on that question to yourself already, because you're in your head. So when Dave said to you last week, you know, when you were saying, I think, it shouldn't even be that. Whereas I think when you're on your own thinking that question, your mind's got to always interfere.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel someone else, when you're speaking to them, that's naturally just going to drop into your heart space, because someone makes you see it from a different angle.
Yeah.
And sees you with it.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, because there's loads of things that she said as well, like situations. To be fair, I was going through everything and then she went to me, I feel like I need to fucking lie on the floor.
Did you?
Excuse the language. Well, she was just like, how are you still standing? And she said, no wonder you just, because it was funny, because that's what she said to me. She said, I can see that your feminine energy is just blocked. You're not in your feminine energy and that's what we need to bring you into.
You're like me then, are you?
Yeah.
I'm in my masculine. I told you that though last time we had that tapping done.
Yeah.
I need to go and have it done again, that I think. But that's exactly me. But when you're in, I always say, but how do I change it? Like, how are we getting out of that? But because we've lived in it for that long, because you're very much like me.
Yeah.
That you wake up and you just I'm like military me.
Yeah.
Like, right, I'm at work today. I've got the kids to sort out. I need to get food shopping in. I need to do this. They're just the basics of life and living to ensure that the kids are okay and that I'm okay. And
yeah.
But then you do forget about you. Of
course you do, absolutely.
Which is why I find, who am I? That yeah. question when it's asked to me in a book or an audio. I think it's different if I read it.
Yeah.
It's I bypass it differently, but when I hear it,
yeah,
that's when it upsets me because then I'll start going, well, who am I?
Do you think it's because you've kind of become mum and there's no time for Nicola anymore and you're kind of feeling like you've lost yourself?
Well, yeah, because I feel like, which is dead funny because I just said out there then, that this outfit that I've got on today
yeah.
is something that I would have worn, say, 6 years ago, probably just before I met Andrew.
Yeah. Which look beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. And the odd times that I have worn it, it's yeah. nothing to do with who I'm with. It's just me. That then I don't really buy clothes like this anymore because I don't go out.
Yeah.
I don't go anywhere other than go to work or go to gym. So I'll then invest into Adenola because I think, well, that's my gym wear.
Yeah.
But I can also wear it in day and that's all I ever have on.
Yeah.
But then when I went to Zara the other day and I'm like, oh, look at all this stuff. And usually I'd just go in and be like, gorgeous, but walk back out empty-handed. So I picked some bits up and I thought, that is me. Like, trying to bring that back. And it's only materialistic stuff, isn't it? Clothing. But that's just how I know me as being me.
Yeah.
Whereas the last 6 years I've sort of not been that.
Do you feel like because you've started this type of work, you're seeing a little sparkle coming back?
Yeah, it's like an like my identity was gone.
Yeah.
But I was like, because obviously I'm just known as Nick and Mum and Unique America.
Yeah.
But I'm actually a lot more than that. But it's only since I've known it, because like I say, I've cried every time I've said it and asked myself, so I do know it. It's just when we did that other week and I thought, I need change this. There's something that I need to push forward with in order for that to change. Otherwise, I'll just be stuck in the rut of constantly going, well, who am I?
Yeah.
Well, another week's gone by and then it's another year's gone by and I'm still questioning, who am I?
That, on your deathbed, that'll be wrote on your, that'll be great on your coffin.
You. Who am I? Who is in this? No, but see, it's the truth though, isn't it? Like, you just put everything aside.
Yeah.
And you just, like, I'll think, well, I need to sort my kids out. My kids come first. And ultimately, like David had said, I come first.
Of course.
Because if I'm not me, the kids are not them because they get that I'm not being me.
And I think you said, like, it started about 6 years ago. Was that probably when Unimedica started?
20, yeah, roughly.
If you think then, you've had Jobs, because Jobs, what are Cody's age? 8, 9?
Yeah.
So then what you've done then, realistically, because you've got to look at the business like this as well, and this is how I kind of work through my, because I had Cody 2 years later, obviously the business started to take off, so I was really raising two babies, because it was just as much pressure, either job that I was doing, being a mum or being kind of obviously injecting and running a Sadly Perfect, the business. And it just went like that nonstop for like literally 8 years until finally, obviously, Mum passed. And I feel like Mum's passing was where something that's got to give.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you just carry on and carry on and carry on and you just get more blocked and more numb with it all. And it's probably the same with yourself. Like Job would have only been, what, 2 again?
Yeah, it was 2, yeah.
So similar situation to me. Then you've started Unica Medica. Bear in mind, you were doing your uni degree before that, so that's a tough process.
Yeah, it was hard, but I feel like if I hadn't done that, I don't know who this would have been. Well, I wouldn't have been here, do you know what I mean?
That's
like,
it.
Even then.
And then you've got to think as well, and Unimedica's kind of calm, but then you've brought along Maggie. So it's just been constantly raising new babies, because you've got to class probably Unimedica as a baby. Because it's similar process, nurturing, growing, and then obviously it finds its feet. So you've had that non-stop for what, 6 years?
Yeah.
And maybe it's just now that Maggie's getting that little bit older that you're thinking, I can breathe a minute.
Well, when I had, like you said, it was, my job was only 2 when I first started out. But then it's took me them years to build and get what I've got now with Unique Medica. And
yeah.
Obviously, the teaching side of things, that was thriving. And then I got pregnant mm-hmm. with Maggie. And then I've had to take a back seat again with teaching, which, to be fair, needed to be.
Yeah, I think the way the industry is as well.
Yeah, it was just not doing what I wanted mm-hmm. it to do. It weren't giving me the pleasure that I used to get from it.
Yeah.
So, but then I've had to sort of take a back seat a little bit because I had Maggie.
Yeah.
So then I felt like I've had to start again. Not building the business. The business is established.
No, of course.
Sort of trying to work around, I can't just walk out house and go work when kids got school anymore.
Yeah.
Because I've got a baby there that obviously needs providing and I need to sort her out before I go anywhere.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not just as simple as take all kids to school and I could just go to work.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now I feel like my life's, obviously I've had a baby and it's my choice and I love her to pieces. I won't change about the world, but it's like thrown a massive spanner in my life mm-hmm. of what I would usually do.
Yeah, absolutely. And does Maggie go to nurse? She shouldn't go yet, does she?
She doesn't go, but she starts at the end of April.
Okay, so that'll be something that might give you a bit of you time again.
Yeah. Because I feel like, I don't know about you, but say for instance, my mum has Maggie.
Yeah.
Then on a weekend, if I was for even just think, right, well, I'll go use facilities at gym or whatever, but I need someone, my Maggie, I'd feel so guilty because my mum's had a week that I wouldn't ask her to have her on a weekend. So then I wouldn't go and do it. And then, like, you know, you've got your, when I got work, if my mum has her on a Tuesday now, but on a Tuesday, I work because yeah. I think, well, my mum's got Maggie. That's my opportunity if I got work.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't got work, my mum would be thinking, well, why am I having your baby? Why are you going gallivant about shopping?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's just been my mindset. And she probably doesn't think that.
Absolutely.
But it's just how I'm set, like, well, my mum's got Maggie, I'll got work. And when I'm not at work, I have Maggie.
Mm.
And don't get me wrong, Andrew helps out. If he's not in gym or whatever, then he has Maggie. But it's, his life's not changed.
Yeah.
And I find that that happens, and I've spoke about it to quite a few people, like, and I don't know when you had Cody, did Craig's life change?
I think it's hard because I think as well, when people like Andrew and Craig, obviously, they work for other people, that naturally it's, that's the times they've got to work and everything. I mean, Craig's really flexible, so he has really helped in terms of raising Cody when I was in work and stuff like that. However, when it's a business, it never stops. So it's kind of, it's that pressure, isn't it? Because even when you clock off, you're still having to deal with something else or something else. And it's something that just, there's never a minute. Yeah. And I think that's where we kind of look at it as if, like, did the lives change? It did, but they're just still on a routine schedule.
Yeah.
Whereas we're not. There's routine, but it's a messy routine because it's like, okay, I'm cooking tea, right? I'll reply to their messages, right? I'll do this, I'll do that invoice, right? I'll do this, I'll pay that bill. That you just, like, it feels like you just don't get a minute.
Yeah.
And I was in quite a good routine before COVID. And then obviously when I went to uni, the routine just went out the window because it was like, where can I fit placements in? Where can I fit assignments, uni? Where can I fit clients in? Where can I fit being a mum? And it was just like, it was like a washing machine. I was just everywhere. Whereas when I started doing all this work, and I started it from January, it was like, right, these are my days that I can work. These days I want to be a mum. This is where I do kind of self-work and kind of stuff like that. And I do feel like things are chilling out a little bit.
Having a bit of structure.
Having a bit of structure, yeah. And I feel, because I was just going in and out for clients and it was just becoming so hard. I was here, there and everywhere. And I'm so appreciative for it as well. Do you know what I mean? That I've got kind of a really busy clinic, but it needs to be more structured again, that I work these days and I can fit them in them days.
I've been a bit like that, to be fair, these past few weeks. Just, I'll still, obviously, if they can't get there, I'll be like, well, what days are best for you? And then I'll sort of do that the following week and work that day then.
Yeah.
Because I'm going in 5-6 days a week. And then I sit at home and I think, I'm not mourning, but I'll sit and complain about me not having time to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
When I'm the one who sort of didn't work 6 days when I should have just said no.
And that's it, isn't it? It's the saying no. And I think then what happens is your energy lowers because you're like, oh. And then you complain about something that you don't want to be complained about because you're grateful for it at the same time. And it's just that balance of just going, oh.
I know. And sometimes people can't do the days that you do, and I understand that as well. And if that's the case and they can't get in, then if they go somewhere else, then that's also okay.
Yeah.
But my life, I don't know whether it is just, I don't know, maybe it is since Maggie, because she's not two yet.
Yeah.
And for me to learn, it takes a while, doesn't it, for you to get used.
It does.
To be upside down.
Because I think you've gone from then all the rest of them being self-sufficient and Maggie's not.
Yeah.
And she's still only little, and then you don't also want to miss them little times because it goes so fast when you think about it, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then at the same time, you don't want to complain, and it's not a chore to have your children. I completely get that.
Yeah.
And it's not that. It's just, I feel selfish by saying it, but I don't get no time for me.
I think this is what's happened in today's society, though, isn't it? It's like everything's more heightened. Everything's social media. Everything's got to be the pressure of getting it right. And it's like, I'd seen a little thing on Instagram, and it was, do you remember the old Nokia 5210s that used to have Snake on?
Oh, yeah.
And it had a text message on it, and underneath it just said, no blue ticks, no last seen, and no paranoia. And it was basically saying, before all this WhatsApp and you're not getting a message back, they've seen the message and they've not replied, and you start thinking all kinds, or you get a detachment or attachment issues, whatever. Back then it was so simple. You didn't have all them issues.
No.
It was like, there was a text, it was text, it was read and replied to when it was replied to, and you just sent the text and let go of it. And I was like, that is so true, because it also comes down to like business and clients. And it's like there's an expectation now in society that we send a text, and if we haven't had a text back within about half an hour because it's been read or you've seen last scenes on, there's that presumption or...
that you're being ignored and then you're like, question mark.
Yeah. And that's where the problems come, isn't it? The society is just so different and there's so much pressure on everyone.
Yeah. But with business, I find it, I'm learning now that with business, after a certain time and hour, I just don't open messages.
Yeah.
And I'll deal with them in the morning. But some people, and don't get me wrong, a lot of them will write, sorry, it's late, it's just so I don't forget, because I've done it myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm all right with that. It's just the odd few will be like, question marking, because they've seen you've posted something else. And like, let's be serious, Instagram, you can schedule things, so you're not always on your phone.
Oh, you've got a social media manager in it.
And it's something that's been posted and it's not actually you. You're not sat there doing it, but they don't see the behind the scenes bit and automatically think, she's just been online, but yet she's not replied to my message.
Yeah.
And then they get the ump. And then when you go on to reply, it's like, oh, well, I messaged you 3 days ago. And then you, like, oh.
Yeah.
I do apologise about that, but it just creates... And then that's where I start thinking, right, no worries. Like, I'll just not answer any messages now.
Yeah.
And I start being back stubborn, and I'm not that person.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's trying to just balance life, isn't it, and everything.
And that's it, isn't it? I think kind of what happened, we wanted this female empowerment, and I think it just went a bit tits up. Let's face it, it's just got tits up because... now we're moaning that we don't want female empowerment and we want to be in our feminine, we want to be like zen, but where's the balance? Because that's where it's gone out the window, isn't it? And I think men are being demasculated and it's just like this mix of emotions that's everywhere.
So when I did that tapping and Zoe spoke to me, if you remember, I'd said I got that pain in my knee, which I already had pains in my knees to start with, but she said that is one of the reasons. And she was sort of saying it's the creativity, it's the lack of fun, it's them sort of things that make you being your masculine and like providing. Like, I murder for that, and people who know me will probably know that. Like, that's just the survival mode, isn't it? So you automatically think, I'll provide, I'll do this, I'll do that. But I struggle to come out of that because I automatically think, well, if I don't, who does.
Well, you're pre-programmed, aren't you?
Yeah.
And the thing is, once you're pre-programmed, then that you, it's reprogramming you. And that's what's nice about this life coach. That's what she starts to do. She kind of, so next week when I go, because she said, you can work through these chakras, but if two of your bottom chakras are blocked, nothing else can flow. So it's kind of, so what we're doing actually, getting on the bed, taking all like the chakra blockages away and then talking through things. And I do feel just off one session, the difference in me dropping out of that masculine energy and being just a little bit more like fun and free. And
well, even just you going out on a weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just doing stuff like that, because I'll go about and I'll be like, yeah, I don't drink me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't go out me. It's just not my life, that. And then I'll sit back and I think...
But then you enjoy to do that.
I love going out. I used to love going out. And I don't mean going getting blind drunk, because I don't want to feel rough. That's my issue.
Yeah.
If I went out and drank and didn't get rough, I'd do it every week. It's the aftermath for me. And when you've got a baby, it's not the same, is
no, it? Oh my God.
So I think you do enjoy that. So why are you trying to talk yourself out of doing them things? I'll tell myself that I don't want to do it, which I don't want to do it every weekend, far from it. And I can't always do it every weekend, but... I do enjoy it. And like going to gym, I love going to the gym, but I take Maggie to gym with me.
So there's no downtime at all, is there?
So I literally have Maggie running right gym. And don't get me wrong, occasional times when Andrew's free, he'll take her upstairs with him if he's doing a class. But he's also training kids, so it's not safe for Maggie to be on mats while they're wrestling. So she's downstairs, but there's no one but be having her at that time of night, because like I say, if my mum's had her all day, my sister only finishes work at 4 o'clock, she don't want me then going round and being like, at tea time, yeah, you are out mad. And Maggie, why I got gym? Because gym's a luxury to her as well, because she doesn't go to gym.
Yeah.
Because she's not got time. Or she works an 8 till 4 job and then she's got a little girl. So like, it's like, you take it piss. Bringing her here when why you got gym? Well, I'm just watching from work. And I wouldn't do it to her.
Yeah.
But so I take Maggie and I take Job and they just fire about right, mats, and they're not hard work. Maggie can be a bit interfering sometimes because she's tired. It's 5:30 till 6:30 and a bedtime 7. But then even in the moments, I think, I can't even go to gym on my own.
Yeah.
Do you know?
So you're getting into a rut, aren't you, a little bit? And you're just a bit like, that's just going to start to hold here and like kind of just block, because you just need a
little
bit.
Even in day when they're at school, I think, because like, they're like, well, make time. Do it when kids are at school. I've got a membership for... a different gym, but I've still got Maggie.
Yeah.
So it's still having somebody to have Maggie, which I can't just ask because I feel bad because I need them to have them when I work.
Yeah.
Because work obviously pays your bills.
Absolutely. Well, it's that she, but then what you're doing at the moment, you're working to live.
Yeah.
And it just needs to flip over a little bit, do you know what I mean, doesn't it? But I do think taking her to nursery will do her the world of good.
She needs it herself.
Yeah.
It's good for her as well, because she's a bulldozer at the minute. She's
got too much energy and she probably just needs to go and
run it off.
And they come on leaps and bounds.
I think because she's big, Maggie, she's tall.
Yeah.
And I think because she looks older than she is as well, like, I don't know, people sort of assume that she's already at nursery or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no.
I was holding on to her.
Yeah. Full time with me. But like, it's a bit, and like you said, like, if I couldn't afford nursery, like some people can't.
Yeah.
I'm just lucky that I get these hours free because I work and stuff like that, that she can go, because it's so expensive. So there is parents out there who do have the children 24/7.
Yeah.
Because they can't afford nursery and stuff. And I'm grateful that I've got that coming. But some people don't have businesses to run at the same time. And that's where I struggle to have the balance of just doing a bit of me, business, mum.
Yeah.
Partner, just everything. I just sit there doing nothing and just let everybody else do what they need do.
And that's why when that question's being asked, you're triggered so much, because you are like...
I know who I am.
Yeah, but you can't... Yeah.
But I can't be that person.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's what it is. But I get frustrated because I think I am worthy of being her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that you're getting upset. Yeah. It's really, really kind.
Because I just think, well, why should I not be?
Yeah.
Why should I sit and let everybody else be them and not me be me?
Oh, Nick.
But like, it's real. And there'll be so many other people that feel that way. I'm not just saying it's because I've had a baby, because it's people who have not got babies and people who's got no kids might feel that way. And it's,
yeah.
Everybody's got their own blockages. And at the minute, I've got a million and one of them. Like, not just Maggie. Don't get me wrong. Like I say, I love her to pieces. And she's not a blockage. She's amazing. But it is hard when you're so used to having a bit of freedom to then being it being snatched away.
Yeah.
And then you've got to try and build that back up. And I was in such a good place before I had Maggie. And then when I got pregnant, I was so unwell. And then for like 3 months, I couldn't get out of bed and I felt disgusting and I just felt minging and like in myself.
Yeah.
And then I had Maggie and I thought, all right, okay, I can start being myself again now. And it's never come back because you've constantly got, well, you've got someone else put first, haven't you?
Yeah.
As much as I've got other kids. Like you said, the self-efficient.
Do you feel like, because when we were talking about the herd thing before, obviously I've only got code, so I don't know how to obviously, shall we say, share love, is it? Do you know what I mean? Because I obviously, how do you as a mother kind of show them all the same?
So it's just a feeling, isn't it, love? Mm-hmm. So I feel like, The feeling I have for my kids is this. It's just the same feeling.
Yeah.
It's just shared amongst them. And, like, people are like, oh, like, favouritism. Kids said that.
Yeah, you see it on the Kardashians, don't they, where she'll have a picture of one of them and then Kylie's the favourite 1 week.
Yeah, and her job will say to me, oh, she's your favourite. And then Frankie will go, he's your favourite. And it's just what kids do, isn't it? But it's usually down to what they're getting away with, and what they want.
Because you only got one, you've only got the one boy. The rest are girls, aren't they? Yeah. So how is that different, you know, from having girls to boys?
So girls, boys are dead loving.
Yeah.
So want to cuddle and kiss in all time. And girls, don't get me wrong, they still do kiss and good night and kiss when they're getting off to school in the morning. But they're so independent.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether that's because they rub off, me rubs off on them.
Yeah.
That I'm like, right. So if Frankie leaves school next year and I'm already like, she's just given me some SATs results and she's done amazing in it.
Wow.
So I was like, science, double science, right? You can be a bioscientist. You can be on crime and doing all that. And like, and she's just stood at front the door. She's 15. Like, she's just, and that's me. Already on her, like she might want to go out and be an ice cream woman.
That's it.
Do you know what I mean? And then I think, is it me that's made these, like Lottie and Frankie, so independent? Lottie's a social butterfly. She'll go out anywhere. Like she was out actually last night up here at cinema, and she doesn't care. She'll go anywhere with her friends. Frankie's a bit more reserved, but Job is, like I said, just wants his mum all the time.
I think boys are like that, aren't they?
It's
like,
called, it's him.
I cannot get Cody out of my bed.
Really?
He's 10 and literally just wants to be in bed with me. Do you know what I mean? So last night, he was playing on his game and I was watching See No Evil, you know, the Myra Hindley, and I was just like in shock that, don't think I'd really looked into the story properly. So I was really like shocked, so I was just dead intrigued. So he come and said, can I get in bed with you, Mum? And I was like, yeah, of course. He said, I just feel like a change. And I was like, aww. Every night's the same, lads.
There's no change. Just what's surface.
He'll be in bed with me, like, till he's 18. But what was really, really cute, he went to me, Mum. I was like, what? Because he was on his phone. But that programme was getting a little bit too intense. And I was like, I don't really want to watch him watching this. So I, like, turned it off. So we were just sat chatting. He was like, Mum, I want to ask you something. So I said, yeah, go on. He was like, so I'm really confused over something. I said, okay, what are you confused with? He said, so when you borned me, not when I was born, when you borned me, what happens then? Did your mummy born you and then her mummy borned her? And he was like, when does it stop? And I said, it doesn't. I said, it's all your ancestors. So that goes on and on and on. He was like, I'm so confused at when does it stop? I said, it's not. It said that'll go back for hundreds and thousands of years. Obviously, then not all your nanny, 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 nanny. I said, but it starts to come trickle through. I said, so obviously your nanny was my mummy, but obviously she's in heaven. And then obviously my mummy's mummy was my nanny. And then the next one was my great nanny. And he was like, oh, okay. And he just couldn't get his mind round it. So we had a little conversation about that. And he was like, okay, so they're ancestors. And I was like, yeah. I said, so then when you have a baby, I'll be there, nanny. And he was just like...
I've had that conversation with man, though. Isn't it weird that? Yeah. It must be somewhere on the internet or something.
That's what I mean. I wonder where they've seen it.
Job will say to me, so is my Nana Lynn your mum? Because he'll go, why are you calling her mum? I was like, because that's my mum. Yeah. And he'll go, it's Nana Lynn, though.
Yeah.
And he doesn't understand. And then he's like, eh? I'm like, yeah. And then you've got, he had his Nana Jan. I said, in... Your dad'll call Nana Jan mum.
Yeah.
But she's your nan. And he's like, eh? It's just a confusing for him, isn't
it? What the little mind must go through, isn't it? And yeah. But it just made me laugh. And then we went asleep then. But yeah, he's... I don't know if it's an only child thing that he kind of...
No, because her job on Wednesday night, because Andrew was at work, he stays over. Come in my room and lie down bed. And when he knew... that Andrew weren't coming home, he went, I'll just sleep with you.
Yeah. Aww.
I said, no, lad, because honestly...
You won't get him out.
No, and he'll sleep in the middle of us and I can't cope because Andrew's massive anyway, so yeah. I only have a small amount of the bed and I get so warm. So I was like, no, lad, you can lie there for a bit, but you can't sleep in my bed because it becomes, to them, they don't see it as being...
They don't.
...wrong, do they? But, like, he just then would think it would be every night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
Oh, 18. I reckon when he's got a girl, he'll still be in my bed.
All
the
three,
girl,
yeah.
The girl will be in his bed on her own and he'll be in with me.
Oh, he's cute though, isn't it?
It is. Do you know what I mean? I think because I have only got him, who knows if others come along, do you know what I mean? But I just feel like, do you know what? I've still got him as a little boy at the minute and it's just cute to have it, isn't it? Because even little things, and we were saying about like the pressures of work and that, last week, because I've like said, like these are my days I'm working, I've really prioritised my time. I managed to take him to the park with his little friends and it was things that I just forgot how much I enjoyed.
Yeah. I know, and that's probably where I go wrong because I don't really, when I get home, I think I have not got the energy now to take four kids to the park or for an ice cream or whatever because... And my brain's that frazzled.
And it's funny you say that because that's what we work to do. Do you know what I mean? That is our aim, to give them a good life and to be present for them. But when it is so busy, because I noticed when I was just working constantly, it's like I created ADHD in myself because my mind just wouldn't stop. I couldn't watch TV program at night because I'd be checking messages if I had to reply to messages. I was like, this has got to stop. That's why I got into yoga, because I thought if I can meditate and get into yoga... Because, like, you know me, I was a Pilates girl from, like, what, 2018. It was probably, once Pilates was just coming on the scene, I was Pilates. And I was just like, even that wasn't calming me. So then, since doing yoga, like this morning, I got up, Cody come with because it was a private PT one. And once I got off that mat, I was just like, I can take the day on now.
Yeah.
Because my non-negotiable's been done. I've stretched, I've breathed, and I've meditated. And I've given myself a little bit of my me time. We're on Cody's in the corner banging stuff while I was kind of doing a little meditation at the end. I was just like, I'm just going to zone out. I was like, lads.
They don't get it, do they?
No.
I know. I definitely need to do more of
I would try some that. Yoga. I think I yoga might help you.
And I used to go to yoga all the time. Yeah. And I was good at it. But it was the travelling time for me for where it is.
Yeah.
At the time it's on, tea time. Traffic's horrendous. So then it's me, first straight again, who's got my kids for 3 hours?
Yeah.
Because it's an hour journey, it's an hour class, and it's an hour journey home. So at one time, my mum used to drive to Martin, sit in house while I went, because Andrew goes gym every night.
Yeah. So he's got to, it's his career as well, isn't it, I suppose? Yeah. So that's a little bit of...
That's sort of where, since Maggie, that's where the change hasn't come with Andrew.
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't changed... his routine of gym. He just does that anyway.
Mm.
So then I struggle to sort of navigate around that because I can't go and do anything in an evening because unless I take him with me, which is why I choose... I mean, don't get me wrong, I love going to classes at Andrew's gym. The people who I do it with are amazing. But I've not got an option to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because I can't just take my kids. Do you know what I mean?
No, so. Totally. And I understand why you're in that kind of bit of a rut as well. I think it's just a matter of just being really kind to yourself and think that it's not forever.
Yeah.
Because she is going to kind of
get bigger.
Get a bit bigger, and then you'll want her back. I'm probably debating doing it again.
Oh my God, no chance.
But it's funny because we were talking about yoga, and I've noticed even just my body, the way that it's changed. It's not as inflamed because I'm not working on loads of muscle and stuff like that. And I think for me, yoga's my type of thing that I need to do for me. But did I tell you that? Because obviously, you know, I've been into all this wellness for the past few months and everything. It's been like mental wellness, getting things checked within my body and that. And I was recommended another woman called Anne. And she takes a strand of your hair and basically she puts it in a machine. 6 hours it's scanned for. And it comes back with everything. It's like a biohacking of your whole body. So she said to me, oh, do you want to know absolutely everything? Because I don't want to scare. I was like, look, I'm a nurse. It's absolutely fine. Just tell me everything and I can thingy. So it come back. And oh my God, do you know, we're gone like that with the list.
I'm like, stop.
And I thought I was healthy. And I was like, whoa. I was like, had intolerances to literally so much. I was dairy, gluten, wine, red wine, oats. Like, there was stuff on there, cosmetics, pharmaceutical cosmetics was on there. Parasites come up. There was all kinds. And I was like, oh my God, what was kind of triggering my body. And I thought, no wonder I've been so inflamed, holding water retention in my face, not knowing why. So she said, look, she knew that I had a bit of like a shimmer on my heart. She knew that there was kind of like kidney problems. She said to me, you won't see it in your pee, but if you put it under a microscope, there's bleeding in your wee, just off like scanning the hair. And I was like, oh my God. So it picks up energies and organs.
So have you done them with that? Can you just go and get all your supplements that you need?
So I was so depleted in so many amino acids, so many B vitamins. I was full of radiation. She knew I slept next to my phone. She was like, I know you sleep next to like a radiation phone alarm clock because it come up. She said, you need to stop sleeping next to that. So she sent me a big list. There was like advanced TRX on there. So I just spray that on my tongue. I think 5 sprays, but you've got to really wean yourself into it because you get really bad headaches when you're kind of detoxing heavy metals. That I've noticed loads. She said, look, don't cut everything out, she said, because you need to kind of wean. So she'd start with dairy. She said, so just get coconut milk if you want a little bit of protein. Because it was like all kinds, like mushrooms, coffee, that I was all like kind of intolerant to. So I was like, oh my God, what about me matcha?
Still not trying one of them.
I was like, what about me matcha? Come on, girl. And she was like, still have it, but just literally put it in with coconut milk and stuff like that. She said, dairy's your main intolerance. She said, so, and honestly, so she told me to get, me vitamins come to about 250 quid.
Get out.
I swear to God, she told me to go on a website called Metabolic. I think it's called, so they've got everything on there. So I got the TRX, I got the multi minerals, the amino acids, an intestinal cleanse, and B vitamins. There's about 10 I'm taking a day, but just off taking it for a week, oh my God, the difference in me. I'm sleeping. I feel like I've lost about 0.5 stone because I just don't feel as inflamed. Body doesn't feel inflamed. My energy levels are rising. But I knew because, look, I'm not one of these conspiracy theorists, but for about 6 months, I was so, so tired. And I was just like, something's not right with me here. I mean, it could have been a lot of doing all this work as well, detox and everything, like kind of like trauma and stress and blocked energies. But it's just weird after that test and everything she's given me, the difference. So about 6 months ago, a 5G mast went up outside the clinic. And since it's been there, I've just not felt the same. Constantly tired and everything like that. And I feel like all these vitamins and these heavy metal detoxes and getting the radiation out of my body is just, that must have been what was keeping me so inflamed as well.
How strange that I know. Can ban that off in her.
Oh my God, I could not. There was loads that come back. She was just like, she knew I had surgery trauma. there was surgery kind of like poisoning or something. She said it was on there. So she knew loads what I'd had. She knew that I'd had a sore throat that week because there was inflammation in all like kind of my glands and everything. And it was all just off this hair strand test.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. So I had my night out on Saturday and I'm going to start doing my proper detox. I'm going to go and get kind of some colonics to kind of get out of like any kind of parasites and stuff like that.
Have you had a colonic before?
No.
I have.
Did you feel good off it?
Yeah, I've had them. I've had four maybe over years.
You've probably had a really good cleanse.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, when I actually had it done last, it weren't that long ago, really. So my sister suffers with being bunged up.
Okay.
So what's the word for it now? It's just completely blank, man.
Constipated.
Yeah. So I always used Bukum and say, just go and have that done because her stomach used to really, really swell.
Yeah.
And then I used to think, well, if you're going, I'll come with you.
Yeah.
So I've had them done. And honestly, it's like, not that you're bothered about what, you know, you're slim anyway, aren't you? But it like sucks your stomach in because of all, it gets rid of all shit and all like air and gas that's stuck inside your stomach, which you actually don't know about on a day-to-day because you just get about life. It doesn't interfere with anything. But when they put it's like a tube and then it's obviously water that goes in that irrigates everything and it just gets rid of all like the stuff that is stuck inside you.
Say, that's what I mean.
You can see it all coming down through the tube.
Wow.
And I will, you do feel like you got shit yourself on bed. And then you start thinking, oh no, stop, slow down. But you like, they've actually, the woman who I used to go to, she's done it for years and years.
Yeah.
And she can sort of keep a track. So, like, I just got to the same woman.
It's probably better, isn't it? You feel more comfortable by doing it. Because you know what else come up on mine as well? E. coli.
Oh, did it?
But my mum had E. coli when she was in hospital and I was around her. Because, like, it's normally, like, a really bad... Have you ever smelt it on the wards?
Yeah, it's a horrendous smell. But do you know when I went to Egypt...
You've got to isolate people with it, don't you? Because it's so contagious.
Yeah, but it's really well known in Egypt.
And I've been to Egypt.
And when I was pregnant with Maggie, I was 19 weeks and we went to Egypt on holiday.
Yeah.
And oh my God, never in my life have I felt how I felt when I was there. And I swear we had it.
Yeah.
For I bet three or four days, I couldn't even leave the room. And I'm not joking. I was being sick.
Yeah.
And it was just like bright green fluid just coming away.
Wow.
But I was sat on the toilet being sick in bin outside of me.
It was that bad.
Bad.
See, it's off the money, don't they?
It's disgusting. Yeah. Yeah, but also water. So even though it was all inclusive and you're drinking bottles of water, in the all inclusive restaurant, they've always got a salad, what's cleaned in the water.
Yeah.
They're making spaghetti and pasta. We're at the pasta station, it's all in water.
Yeah.
And even though it's heated up and it's meant to obviously have got rid of bacteria, it's still there somewhere.
Yeah.
And the amount of people in that hotel that we've been in had it was definitely something from the hotel.
Yeah, it was mad that literally that come up for me.
Weird.
I think maybe it's just working on the wards. Passes.
Yeah, and you can pick everything.
There's another thing up on there, something B or staff B.
Strep B?
Strep B, I'm sure that was on there. Yeah, the stuff that was on it, I was just like, whoa.
I got strep B pregnant with Job.
Okay.
So I actually don't really know what it is, to be fair, because at the time, you had to do was it a poo sample we had to do? They sent like a scoop thing out in post and you had to do a poo sample. And mine came back that I had strep B, so I had to take some antibiotics just as I was coming up to labour. So then every time I've been pregnant, well, I say every time, I've had Maggie since Joe.
Yeah.
You have to tell them, they put like a sticker on your notes because I don't know whether it can infect your baby through the birth canal.
Oh, okay.
But it's only like a bacteria. I don't even know how, because I never had it with Joe, Frankie and Lotta.
I think it's because we work in the hospitals and you don't realise, because obviously, we're washing hands and constantly, but still there's that much infection and viruses that go around the wards that... You don't realise until you start to do all this to yourself that you think, wow.
And you're inhaling it and stuff, aren't we?
Yeah. So, I'm only a week in, but I feel absolutely fabulous off it, Nick. Yeah. Really, really, like, oof.
I might get it done that because I love like knowing stuff like that. That's my sister it. Had it done, but it was a pinprick on a finger, so it won't be as intense as that.
No, this literally, the hair is in the scanner. So you give them about an inch of your hair like this. So I just took it to from the back of my hair and they put it in the scanner and it's 6 hours scanning. Because it just goes to show, like, your hair keeps everything, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So if you've ever had any, like, kind of pharmaceutical drug, maybe recreational drugs, anything like that, they can cut your hair and it shows down the hair what date and when you had it.
It's crazy, isn't it?
So it just goes to show just how much the hair keeps and...
Yeah, because I've been taking magnesium, I don't know if I told you last week.
Yeah.
But it's mixed, what is it? Cytheate or something like that. I can't remember off the top of my head. For sleep and energy.
Just not been sleeping, yeah.
Yeah, and one of my clients actually said to me, she does a lot in gym, and she said, honestly, since I've been having this, I've been sleeping and the energy I feel.
Yeah.
So I started taking them, but I'm week two now and I've took them religiously because I thought, I'll know if I feel different, but I don't feel like I've much different off them at all.
See, a lot of like kind of the vitamins I'm taking has got a bit of magnesium in, but you know what I do have for sleep? It's like a cream. It's called sleep butter and it's full of magnesium. And I put it, I know when I need it because if I'm having it a night when I'm like, oh, I'm restless here, I'll lather it on my feet and on my chest and within minutes I'm out.
Get out.
So I'll have to send you the cream. It's brilliant, yeah.
Well, I love my butter. Oh,
literally, I was laughing the other day, my mate Debbie went, oh my God, you'll see me. I'll be like the pseudogram kids.
That's a minute. Oh no, that would be me. It'd be on my face and everything, not me. I do struggle sleeping though, and that is one thing that I do then find is a knock-on effect for me in the morning.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I've got, because you've got a school run, you've still got to get
up.
Of
course you do, yeah.
Maggie's awake early, so you've got to get up and get about your day. But if I wake up and I'm tired, it's just all day I feel in that miserable mood.
Do you know what? You should actually get tested because, you know, when my mum had me, obviously I've had when my mum had me, she lost teeth and everything because she was so depleted of all hers having a little girl. Because they say, don't they, that's the saying, the girls take the mum's beauty.
Yeah.
And get yourself tested because there could be so much you're deficient in since having...
I've had three girls, haven't
I? That's what I mean. I'll give you the number because it's brilliant. I've felt great having it.
And it's just nice but no, isn't it, as well?
I think it's just, I think because the way we live in cities and there's that much crap in the air now, we don't live a Mediterranean diet and it's just like, it's hard to get nutrients into yourself because even though you're going to the supermarkets, it's the soil's crap.
I know.
I'm actually going to get a filter on me water as well because if you've seen...
David was on about that to me the week because I come in here and I went, oh, I'll just have it out tap. And he was like, do not have it out the tap.
Have you never seen the pipes that our water system comes through?
I've seen somebody posted on Facebook, United Utilities must have took some pictures ages ago though.
And you just think, where?
They're rotten,
rotten that. But it's like there's this other one as well. Like I'm going to get one for my bathroom tap upstairs, even like your skin and everything. If you notice, you go abroad and your skin goes gorgeous, your hair... Whereas it just goes to show what's in our water in the UK.
Yeah.
Because there's a filter beauty, I think it's called, and it shows before and after of like the skin from obviously using it, you know, like.
People have got to think we're going outside.
Literally, people think I'm going loopy. Absolutely loopy.
When they listen to this, they'll be like, have you heard these two?
Oh, it's like I've gone down a rabbit hole.
They're not going to brain cell between them. Hey, we have. They're so gullible. No, it's real though,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, that's why your water bill's gone up because they're having to sort it all out, aren't they?
Yeah. Definitely, I'm going to be done.
Definitely have a little go of it. Definitely in my wellness era girl kind of.
Do you know what? I feel like this last, it's 2 weeks ago we did David, isn't it now? But since that, I've not done anything in particular.
Yeah.
Different, like where I go somewhere or do anything. But I've been so conscious about it.
I think it's when you start to surround people in this kind of work and this type of energy into like the yoga and everything like that. Because obviously them things are just recommended to me by my friend Nick, the life coach, and like Anne who did my hair stunt test. So it's when you start to then be into all this, you're like, okay, well, I can look further into myself as well.
Yeah.
And you just keep doing loads of self-care with it all, don't you?
I feel like I'm picking up on things that I knew probably triggered me, but yeah. I always keep it quite, like, delved in and, like, I know I won't manage it.
Well, I think as well, when me and you, we're programmed different because we're NHS trained, where everything's pharmaceutical and the medication's going to fix you.
Yeah. I know. I just think the world's going crazy.
Literally, I want to get off.
I love Move. Honestly, if the kids' dads weren't here, I'd be out of here, I'm telling you.
It's kids, isn't it? It's literally, it's kind of, you're having to adjust for the kiddies, but I think doing all this work, it's only going to benefit the kiddies in the future.
Oh, definitely.
And that's how you've got to look at it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So let's talk about our weekly wine. Our season wine, actually, because this is the last one of this season until we come back.
Have you got one already or not?
Do you know what? For me, this podcast I've loved because I think it's allowed me to do loads of self-care on it as well and vocalise my journey of the past, 6 months since last August? Probably longer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit longer.
About 8 months. Just what I've been doing the past 8 months, because I think a lot of people have been asking me and questioning me, but I obviously, you can only show so much on Instagram, and I'm quite private on Instagram. So this is kind of, I've had so many gorgeous messages just saying, please continue doing what you're doing because you're helping me so much in terms of just fixing mother relationships, kind of wellness relationships with themselves and tips and trips. So I just think it's just been so lovely to hear some of the messages that we've got back. In terms of a wine, I'm going to leave it on a positive because I don't think I've really got one.
I don't feel like I've just whined all throughout that, so that'll be my wine for the week, but I'm also the same. But I also do think if you're listening to this and there is anything that maybe you're sat thinking, oh, I'd love to ask them this, or I'd love to ask them that, or maybe could they go into this a bit more, then get in touch with us, because that's something we could put into our next CVs.
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe do some Q&As and ask people the questions, because I do find that I've had so many messages, and thank you so much to everyone that has messaged us.
Yeah, because it's gorgeous that they've took the time out to do that, isn't it?
And they're like, hey, it's just you, me, your fangirl again. And I'm like, oh. But like, it's just nice to know as well that when you're messaging, and a lot of the messages, they're just saying, oh, I understand, because I'm going through that. And it's nice just to understand that other people are going through the same things that you are are going to come to at some point in your life. So I just thought, if there's anything that anybody would like to sort of us to share, or if you want to know anything more about either of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we're just open books on this, aren't we? So it's always just ask away. And
maybe we can do that as when we come back, a little Q&A live one or something.
Perfect, I think so. Well, I love you. And I'm proud of you, because I feel like you've just really opened up throughout this season, and I know.
That's the good thing for me. It's brought that out of me. So bringing the Nicola back.
I'm telling you, you'd have gone for your hair strand tested. You've been to the life coach by the next season, so we'll have them loads to tell them as well.
Yeah.
And I'll just probably be doing handstands and yoga. And
oh, wow. So we'll leave it on that
note. Leave it on that one, darling.
And we'll be back.
Next season?
Very soon. We'll be there next season.
Namaste.